The Regents LIBOR Transition Series provides an educational crash course on the not-so-basic basics of the USD LIBOR transition at an industry level. We're your hosts, Irina Pritchett and
Tali Zender.
Welcome back to the Regents LIBOR Transition Podcast. We're going to dive right in to this episode discussing fallback language. So fallback language refers to contractual provisions that state how or which replacement benchmarks will be selected if the contractual benchmark, such as US dollar LIBOR, is no longer available. It will also define the trigger events which call for a transition to the benchmark replacement.
In the US, the leading benchmark replacement to LIBOR is currently SOFR, but listeners may also be aware of other new alternatives, such as Ameribor or BSBY. All this to say, in noting the benchmark replacement, contract language is bound to vary across dates of origination, products, and institutions. It may also be that the language does not state a specific replacement index. Alternatively, fallback language can state a specific benchmark or a waterfall of indices.
So not only can it state a specific benchmark, it may also specify a benchmark or margin adjustment. This is a spread adjustment that would be applied to the replacement benchmark to account for the differences between LIBOR and the replacement. We can't overstate the fact that there are no US economic equivalents available for LIBOR, so spreads are not likely to be the same values as customers may be used to.
But as always, talk to your banker if you have specific questions. Tyler, going back a little, is it correct to say that the trigger events define the circumstances under which references to the benchmark index in a contract will be replaced?
Yeah, Irina. So at this point, we know that for all US dollar LIBOR tenors, with the exception of the 1 week and 2 month, will cease to be quoted immediately following June 30th of 2023. The trigger event for 1 week and 2 month LIBOR comes earlier, with December 31st, 2021 being the cessation date.
Fallback language is then particularly important for contracts maturing after their respective cessation dates. And knowing one's fallback language is the natural starting point in preparing for the cessation of LIBOR.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would argue that fallback language is equally important for new originations and renewals on LIBOR today, which are still being made across the industry and will continue through some before or immediately following December 31st, 2021.
Absolutely. So whether legacy or new, it's important to know one's contractual fallback language. Are there next steps?
Sure, but let's want to respect the fact that each client is unique and there is going to be variability between how different banks approach the transition. If you have questions, reach out to your Regents banker to better understand what to expect.
Ding, ding. For more information regarding the LIBOR transition and how it impacts products and services, please contact your Regents banker. But before you go, here are the key takeaways.
Fallback language are contractual provisions that state how or which replacement index will be selected if the contractual benchmark is no longer available.
Fallback language also defines the trigger events which call for a transition to the benchmark replacement.
It can be as specific as stating the index and spread that will replace the standing benchmark.
Or define a waterfall of benchmark replacements.
Or be general in order to provide flexibility should the trigger event arise.
LIBOR will no longer be quoted for 1 week and 2 month tenors immediately following December 31st, 2021.
All other tenors will no longer be quoted, period, immediately following June 30th, 2023.
Whether originating or renewing on LIBOR or considering an existing contract that matures beyond cessation, fallback language provides the plan for transitioning away from LIBOR.
And there may be transition options beyond reliance on fallback language, but that's a conversation to be had before cessation between clients and their bankers.
Well, that wraps it up. Thank you for joining us on Regents LIBOR Transition.
This podcast is for high-level informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or financial advice. You should consult with your legal counsel and other professionals concerning your specific situation.